Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Andy Rees. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Les Mann. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Virgil Barnes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. And now, play ball. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rees moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Rees moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Rees scores. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Terry scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. McGuire moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Webb moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry bunts towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Reese moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and moves to third. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-2 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roush for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards short. Beck catches it and throws to second to double up Reese. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush. Beck reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson catches it and tags out McGuire for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mann hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohen hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-3 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Barnes moves to third. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards McGuire, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Percy Jones. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Butler steals second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Butler scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Clarkson now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Farrell for a passed ball. Beck moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom strikes out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Butler reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez moves to third. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez scores. Butler moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 9-4, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Beck hits a line drive into right field. Mann picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mann. Bush goes all the way around to score. Beck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Cubs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott pinch hits for Les Mann. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cohen reaches second base with a double. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohen. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Cohen steals third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty O'Toole pinch hits for Bill Clarkson. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohen scores. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 10-5, Cubs. Chick-fil-A's pinch runs for lefty O'Toole. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Fulas moves to second. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Fulas scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.